The following segment is from the Palpably Unfair podcast on the SB Nation NFL show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
We are here to talk about football, so let's get into it. Every week, we do our air it out top three quarterback performances of the week. I rank three guys, one through three, and my top performance of the week. I mean, we got to talk about what we saw last night on Monday Night Football. Marquee matchup between the Baltimore Ravens and the Kansas City Chiefs. Patrick Mahomes is my number one. And I don't know what you can say about Mahomes that has been said before, but we're going to say some stuff and you're going to listen to us say some stuff. So that's how that's going to work. 31 for 42 on the night, 385, four touchdowns. He has 26 yards and a touchdown on the ground and five total touchdowns. Does it against a top three defense in the league this year and a perennially top five defense. The Chiefs are 100% in the Ravens' heads right now, and for good reason. They were the only team with two W's over Lamar Jackson in the NFL. They make it 0-3 for the Ravens with Lamar now. And look, I know this quote-unquote film review show. I don't need the All-22 to tell you what Mahomes did. We all saw it. Instead, I wanted to share a take with you, Kyle, and get your thoughts. So I'm sitting there watching the game, scrolling through the Twitter timeline as things are getting ugly, and I come across a tweet from James Light. Who, if you gentle listener don't know who that is, he's a very popular, smart guy on coaching Twitter. I learn a lot from him. He puts breakdowns up there all the time. He tweets, quote, "Styles make fights. Not sure the Ravens will ever be serious contenders with the way that they're constructed. Defense plays a ton of man and can't match up with KC. Offense can't keep pace with KC and control the clock," end quote. Now, I take a little bit of an issue with the term serious contenders. I think they can be that even if they're in the Chiefs' shadow. In terms of breaking down the type of matchup, I think he might be on to something. Like, what was your initial reaction to that take?
I feel like you're selling the Ravens pretty short, and you're also not giving enough credit to what the Chiefs did. So The Ravens, they're going to blitz you, and we all know that. And Mahomes just tore them up. What that quote was really leaving out is the Ravens had Mahomes pinned up quite a bit. Like, they had their hands on him, and Mahomes is running out of sacks. There's no way to coach around that. He probably ran out of like three or four sacks in the first half. And as soon as he does that, you're in man coverage, you're scrambling. It's already 4 seconds that you're having to cover. And now there's probably going to be a receiver open. So, and then you're seeing some of the throws that he's making. Who else is making these throws? Seriously, like the touchdown on the corner route. And then he's just flicking his wrist. He makes it look so effortless, so easy. So I don't think I agree with that take. I mean, I understand where he's coming from. And yes, there are matchup issues where if there's no reason to blitz as much. Eventually, Martindale, you're going to have to adjust. But that's just not what he's going to do. And we've seen that. So, and then going on the other side of the ball, I feel like the Ravens just had an off game. And they said, Lamar said after the game that they played him exactly how the Titans played him in the playoffs. And you could see that. And the Ravens fans were just complaining all game how they got away from the run too quick. And I think they did. I think they probably should have ran Lamar a little bit more. But the Ravens just had an off night. I think it was as simple as that. But yeah, they didn't do what they needed to do. And there was a real difference. You can't get down to Mahomes that early and just expect to be able to come back.
I do think it's wild to say that Baltimore can't match up in man coverage with them when you've got guys like Marlon Humphrey, who wears number 44 and is still somehow a baller, and you have Marcus Peters. But like, I think in that aspect, he's right. I don't think they can do like their calling card. They can't blitz like they want to blitz. So the two things that they're really known for, their ability to man cover, their ability to blitz, they're really not able to do against the Chiefs, at least effectively. And then when you're playing, man, you're also allowing Patrick Mahomes to scramble free as a bird and pick up crucial conversions. So I do think there are some good points there. Against the blitz, by the way, on Monday night, Mahomes was 17 of 20 for 240 yards, three touchdowns, with a 156.3 passer rating. So if your strength is man coverage and you can't man up against them, and then your other calling card is blitzes and guys coming from the second level, but you get torched when you do that, like, what do you have? You have to show that you have something else in the toolbox outside of just hoping that Mahomes goes cold for long enough that your offense can catch up. So I do think there is some validity. I do think it sells the Ravens offense short. I really felt like Lamar pressed this game. I don't know what that, like, that's not going to happen every time against the Chiefs. At least I hope not, because it would be a better matchup. I don't think this was everything the Ravens offense is that we saw last night, right?
Yeah, I think that's fair as well. So pressed is the perfect way to describe what Lamar did. So you can see that the edge rushers from the Chiefs, they did a really good job of staying contained, like keeping him in the pocket, because as soon as he saw pressure last night, his eyes would just drop. And we're not used to seeing that from Lamar. And another thing, just to the point, I don't think we've really seen the Ravens enough in that type of game script where they're behind and they have to play this style of football. So what are you going to do to beat the Ravens? Have Patrick Mahomes. That's what the plan is. And going back to the other side of the ball, the Ravens, like, they had a couple of third downs where they just had coverage busts. For example, there was one time where they blitzed and CEH, he comes out of the backfield wide open because the guy is covering, like faking like he's blitzing, comes from the other side of the line of scrimmage and he can't get through the traffic. So that's where you have to just kind of change up what you do in man coverage. But yeah, I think there was a lot going on in that game. And I feel like we just have to give more credit to the Chiefs here.
And of course, we're going to react to every single win and loss. But we both picked the Ravens to win the AFC as the one seed. Has that changed for you? Or do you think that they go on a tear after this, you know, trying to show daddy, a.k.a. Kansas City, sorry, no disrespect, Ravens, that we're still here and we'll be back? Do you think they can take that number one seed?
So the Ravens better not take any disrespect to them being called the Chiefs calling them daddy, because they, what can they say? Like, the Chiefs have owned them in those couple matchups. Yeah, that's tough. I don't want to overreact because it is week three and there's so much more football to be played. The Ravens and the Chiefs that we see today are probably not going to be the same team that we see in December. So I'm not going to change my pick right now, but ask me again in 10 weeks and I'm sure there will be a different answer. What about you? What do you think?
Oh, man. I don't know. It's a long season, man. And like I said, I don't want to react to one game like that. I think the more important thing is that the Ravens are able to handle the Steelers in their division and take care of that, because I think the Steelers are legitimate threats there too. I think they're going to be a good team and could take a bite out of the Ravens and kind of knock them back a little. So, I mean, I had the Ravens going, like, you know, probably something like 14-2, 13-3. Not a whole lot of room left for error after this loss to the Chiefs. It was a big one.
Make sure you don't miss our next conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL Show wherever you get your podcasts.